Welcome to the GBNI podcast.
Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
Hi, it's Emma. Thanks again for joining us for the second episode in our new But What About series as we look at reading and understanding the Bible. So the Bible. Some facts. The Bible was written over 40 generations by over 40 authors from very different walks of life. 66 books written in different places across three continents and in three languages, but all telling one story. The Bible is the revelation of God, his purposes, his plans, and his plan of redemption. If we look at 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, which says, "His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who is called by his own glory and goodness." Also, Psalm 119 verse 105, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path." For me, these verses show that God has given us everything we need. When we know God, we have all we need to live the way he wants us to. Reading and studying our Bible is how we learn more and more about God. Early in my Christian life, I remember sitting with my Bible in front of me and thinking, right, let's get started. I had read different parts of it over the years and of course knew the well-known stories we all learn in Sunday school, but I had never intentionally and with a plan decided to focus on the book in front of me. I thought no better place to start than at the beginning and slowly but surely planned to read the whole Bible in 1 year. Well, guys, I'm sorry to say that didn't happen. Sometimes the day was over before I knew it, and I began to fall behind on my planned schedule. I tried to read the passage for 2 or 3 days in 1 day to catch up, when suddenly I realised I was reading word after word, verse after verse, chapter after chapter, but was I really studying and learning more about God? I felt I was getting nowhere. I decided to stop what I was doing and ask friends for help on how they approached reading God's word. After chatting to them and other Christians I trusted, I bought a few commentaries that helped me focus and structure my study until I got into the swing of things. For me, I find it best to study the Bible when it's quiet, when there are no distractions or other people around. We read in Luke 24, verse 45, of how Jesus, when he was with the disciples, opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. In the same way today, the Holy Spirit still does this in our lives. When you start to read any scripture, pray that the Holy Spirit will open your mind and heart to understand and give you the needed insight to put God's word into action in your life. I highlight the key words or sentences that have really stood out for me and cross-reference with other Bible passages. This is particularly helpful when I'm not too sure what a passage means. I spend time thinking about what I've read and learnt and how can I apply this to my life. I personally use a Life Application Study Bible and find it really helpful as it gives me some background to the passage as well as cross-references to other parts of the Bible. Reading and studying the Bible with other Christians can be a great way of increasing your knowledge and understanding. As a small group, when you read a passage, different parts may stand out for different people and it can be really helpful to listen to each other and consult different commentaries. But remember, the Bible is the authority of God, his living word. Commentaries on other people's thoughts can be useful, but our primary source is God's word, and we should remain focused on this as the foundation of our studies. As it says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." I read somewhere that reading the Bible isn't a competition between Christians, nor should it be a chore or homework, that we shouldn't read the Bible just because that's what we're supposed to, but rather we should read the Bible because it excites you. Read the Bible because you want to know God. Read the Bible because it's living and active. In Hebrews 4 verse 12 it says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Read the Bible because it can speak powerful truth into your life right now. Read the Bible so your life reveals more of Christ. My challenge to you all this week is to intentionally take the time to read your Bible, whether this is a passage you've read many times before or the start of a new study series. Listen to what God is saying to you through his word and enjoy spending time getting to know him better.
We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.